Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some more football with this NFL Lunch. Todd Monken met with the media yesterday out at football school. One winning drive. And one of the questions, as you would expect, was, have you heard from Lamar lately?
We're in constant communication with those guys, and, and we're getting them on, you know, opportunities to talk football and try and catch them up to speed. And we're excited about the guys that are here. And I knew, though, that they're working hard. We get updates from those guys in terms of, you know, working. So, again, when that – again, it is voluntary. But we're excited, like I said, about the guys that are here. But I do think that we'll be able to get those guys here, hopefully, in a short amount of time. But until that happens, we'll get up to speed with the guys we got.
All right, Vinny, read between the lines. What did he say?
He hasn't spoken to him. Yeah, and it doesn't sound like he's probably spoken to a bunch of them, you know.
But he said, we hear from them periodically. What does that mean? They send a carrier pigeon with a note.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I talked to Lamar last week. Yeah, he was there last Thursday and then gone. You know, I don't think he's had any communication with Lamar, which is sad, you know, because if you're not here, at least have communication. You know, I mean, the world of Zoom, you know, you could be going over to playbook and watching film, you know, doing all those things. But I just don't get what Lamar is thinking. I mean, the business is over. Now it's about football.
Now, with Lamar and the new offense, and we know Lamar Jackson 2 years in a row rushed for over 1,000 yards. The 1,200, I believe, is still an NFL record because Justin Fields was kind of chasing it a little bit last year until he got hurt. But Todd Monken, do you want Lamar to run less this season?
I don't want to say this. Again, I think it goes back to the players that you have. I think the more talented you are, around your quarterback, the less he has to take on that burden, shoulder the load, because you're excited about getting others the football. I think that kind of answers itself. You know, I think that as you get further into your career, you know, as Lamar gets older, as everybody does, I mean, you know, you want to take some of that off of the player as best as you can, but he has a unique trait, a unique skill set. You can't take that completely out of his toolbox, because that's a huge weapon for him and for us, is using his feet.
Now, we heard J.K. Dobbins at the end of the year complaining that he didn't get the ball enough. And then in the playoff game, right, he really melted down that he didn't get the ball in that situation that led to the fumble and then led to directly a touchdown for Cincinnati. So I'm guessing J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, and another year removed from the injuries that were suffered prior to 21.
Yep.
They're going to be healthier than they've been in quite some time and are going to want to prove it to the world by carrying the football as much as they can.
And I agree with that, Bob. I think that's – well, I mean, that's the mindset you want your running back to have, that I want the ball. I mean, great players want the football. I mean, they all do, you know. I mean, it was with Jerry Rice, T.O., all those – Ricky Waters – I mean, Ricky, you know, he'd be flipping out if he didn't get the ball. I mean, that's what guys do. And, you know, back to the Lamar thing. I mean, basically you could put Lamar and Josh Allen, you could say the same thing about both. You know, you prefer to have them run less as they get down and farther along in their career, because you're getting it to your playmakers. Get it to your playmakers. Let them go make plays for you. Because, I mean, If Lamar takes off and runs and takes a bunch of hits, or like he throws it to Zay Flowers and Zay Flowers catches a quick screen, you know, and gets 30 yards. You know, that's 30 passing yards. You want to get 6,000 passing yards, you know, get it to your guys. and take advantage of what they can do. And you know what? Then he's playing 17 games, 18 games. I mean, wouldn't you rather have him rush for 600 yards and play 18 games, 19 games, whatever it may be, than play 15, 14 games, you know, and rush for 1,000?
Now, you mentioned weapons. Ravens drafted a new one. And Zay Flowers, their first-round pick a couple of weeks ago out of BC, Todd Monken. He's excited about that potential.
You know, I think whenever you acquire talent, I think that's what you're always trying to do. Then you assess, okay, where can you put those players in the best position to showcase that talent? Bigger receiver, then you can do different things with them. You have a space player like Zay, you have to be creative in ways to get him the ball and showcase that.
To me, that's the critical thing you write right there. I mean, what does he say? He says, I got to get him the ball in space and let him, you know, take advantage of his skills. I mean, what does Zay Flowers do best? He's great in space. Plus, he's got great speed, but in space, he's really good. So I got to get him there. I got to be creative. So, I mean, to me, that's the kind of things that you like to hear, you know, from Todd Monken and see, you know. That's why I can't wait till when we go out there on the 24th to see what creative things offensively and that they are doing and what specific, you know, what is he doing with Flowers? What's he doing with Odell? What's he doing with Beckham? Are they throwing to the backs more? Yeah, those kind of things.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch on this Total Request Thursday. Devin Duvernay, he met with the media as well out at football school, and he was asked what are his first impressions of the new OC.
It's been great. It's been great learning from him, hearing him talk, leading us. It's been great. I think this year will be big for a lot of us, and yeah, we're all excited about the offense.
That's, you know, I mean, because a receiver talking, you know, when – G-Rose here, receiver talking, it'd be like, yeah, I blocked good today.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're excited about the offense. We're excited about the plays we can make. You know, so if you're a receiver, you're very excited about what's going on.
Now, for Devin Duvernay, it's a big year for him because Pro Bowl returner, we've seen that in his past, but coming back for an injury. And speaking of that, how you feeling? How's the injury recovery?
It took a couple months, but as far as where I'm at right now in this process, I'm doing good. I'm running, doing things. Still got a little bit to go, but feeling good though. Feeling good, making progress.
All right, he's feeling good, and assuming he is good, his role in 2023 is anticipated to be what in this offense?
Oh, in the offense? I think the things that you can take advantage of with Duvernay is like the quick screens and get him going north and south. Get him where he can run north-south, not east-west. You know, I guess he runs decent on the crossing routes and stuff, but I'd want to get him on some quick hitches and those type of things, and then maybe some deep stuff to let him go. But right now, to me, Bob, he's fifth.
Yeah, hurt his foot late in the season. And remember,
surgery,
when Bateman went down, we were talking about this is an opportunity for Duvernay to get off to the races, and he just fell. It seemed like he fell even more out of the offense than he was involved. He was involved early, and then it was like he was an afterthought till the injury ended his year.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about it a lot. We didn't quite understand what was going on, you know, with him, why he wasn't getting the ball, because, I mean, he was the most explosive. Because we talked about, Bob, putting him in the backfield because he did that at Texas, and they did that once or twice.
Put him on the bench, mainly. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. We'll give you an update on how this NFL schedule is starting to shape up, not just with the Ravens, but other teams. As what, Kansas City's already got 3 national TV games. We know the Giants are going to have 4. The Jets have 2 that we know of. That sort of thing's coming your way. If you want to get in, you can. Orioles are off tonight after taking 2 out of 3 from the Rays. Pirates come down tomorrow for a 3-game set. They're really struggling, lost 9 of 10. We'll have Baltimore baseball tonight, brought to you by Salva Auto Parts, tomorrow night from Pickles Pub. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Coming up tonight, Cordell Woodland, Shaking It Up Sports. 8 o'clock, schedule release. And he'll be breaking it down game by game for the Ravens. And we've got, we already know the Thanksgiving slate. Got a couple of Christmas games set. Jets are on prime time again. Who is it against Kansas City, you said?
Jets, against Kansas City. Sunday night football, Bob. Sunday night, October 1st at New York.
So there you go. So they've already got three. Chiefs had four. Primetime we're talking about, of course, that we know of already. And we'll get to the other games and the Ravens. I don't know. Do they even get four now? I mean, the Giants getting four. Dallas will get. We haven't even seen leakage on Cowboys heavy yet.
No.
You know they're going to get there.
Thanksgiving, they're playing Washington.
So the Commanders, they get their rivalry game. Yep. And what's it, Green Bay and Detroit, you said? That'll
Green
be
Bay,
the afternoon.
Detroit, and then what was it, San Fran and Seattle.
Seattle. So no Ravens on Thanksgiving, which is, you know, good news for us.
No doubt. No doubt. I right, hated that.
Let's go out to the phones. People want to talk. Lamar wasn't at the football school. Will he be there next week? Will he be there again when the media's there? On the 24th, should he be? What do the people say? Greg in Baltimore. Greg, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. It's going all right.
So I just wanted to say, so I am with Vinny here. Like, I definitely would prefer that Lamar is there, you know, a new offense, new weapons and things like that. But I'm also kind of with Cordell in that it's really not that big a deal. And I think a lot of these callers need to, like, relax a ton. It's not a big deal. I think no matter what Lamar does, they'll always find some problem with it. Like, just like I said, it's definitely preferable, but I don't know if it's like as necessary as these calls to kind of.
Well, here's why I think here's why I think it's necessary is you just got paid, all right? And what message are you sending? I mean, because you stood up there, you know, at your press conference and said, "I want to win a Super Bowl, Baltimore fans, I love you," blah 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 blah. All right. And then you disappear back to Florida and nobody hears from you.
But the team, they actually know. And when he went on to the Lounge podcast, he actually mentioned that he was fasting and he had like 17 more days. So they already may have known. He may have had a plan that he had back home in Florida.
He's
like,
doing what for 17 days?
Trainer.
What was he doing for 17 days? Fasting?
Fasting?
Yeah. So he said, I think this was May 4th that he was fasting, and he has 17 more days. So it sounds like he was fasting like up until the 21st. So he may have a trainer back home who's working with him with that until he gets back here for training camp.
Well, if that's the
case.
Okay,
Greg, thanks.
I mean, if you're fasting, I'm just saying, if you're fasting, then how can you really train hard if you're, because you're not eating, right? You're fasting. How do you get stronger? How do you get bigger, faster, stronger? You just got $82 million to play football. So I don't quite understand, you know.
Yeah, Nolan, did you hear anything along those lines of Lamar fasting?
I did not. If it's in that interview, we do have a good portion of that interview, but I'm not seeing.
That's what I'm looking
not seeing
at
that
here.
Specific one. No, I'm not an expert on fasts by any means.
Yeah, me either. I don't know that I've know done a lot of fasting.
Fast food.
The only time I fast.
Fasting's when I drive to McDonald's as quickly as possible.
Colonoscopy, you know, where you can't eat for a day and a half or whatever.
Now, I'm sure some of them, it's, you know, sun up to sun down. You can eat at night. I don't know what his reason for fasting is, but there's different kinds of fasting.
Well, if 17 days...
No, it's been 21 total.
21 total day. I don't know if it's a religious thing.
You got to eat something in 21 days.
I mean, you can't sustain on just water and vitamins alone, can you? I mean, I've never done that sort of thing.
I mean, if I'm a professional athlete, that I'm in my biggest training part.
Intermittent fasting. You know, I've done that before where I haven't eaten for like 12 to 18 hours.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, what, 4 days he was in the dark or whatever?
Yeah, apparently. With a guy named Jeeves serving him every 3 days or three times a day. Yeah, I'm fasting. I'll take the lobster bisque. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, schedule release coming out by bits and pieces. For instance, Steelers are at the Bengals week 12. Vinny just mentioned it's the Jets in Kansas City at MetLife. That's Sunday Night Football, October 1st.
And I got another Steelers at Texans week 4 just came up.
Okay. Where's all the Ravens stuff other than the 29th at Arizona?
Yeah.
Then the London game on the week 6.
Well, for all this Steelers stuff, you know, hey, Steelers people, when's the Steelers-Ravens 2 games?
Interesting to see. It looks like the Ravens are going to open the season. Now, the Orioles play here September 7th.
17th.
Or the 10th, rather. They're here. No, they're on the road.
They're in Boston on the 10th.
And then
they're home the
17th. Tampa on the 17th. So we'll connect dots and say that the Ravens will be here
September 10th
to open the season.
Oh, yeah. Home should be home opener. And then week 2 will be on the road.
All right. Division rival, maybe, to start it off. Last year,
I'm
opened against the
Cleveland.
Jets.
I'm guessing Cleveland, Bob, at home.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Inside Access coming up at 2. They'll keep you up to date on all of the schedule release news. And remember, Cordell tonight's going to be breaking it down game by game here on The Fan. Let's go get Banks in Baltimore. Banks, what is up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, Banks.
All right.
Vanny, listen, man. I love you to death. You got to stop, man. Stop. He does not have to be there yet, man. I know he signed the deal. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is that cat. He already said he has his tablet, so he doesn't dare to be there to learn the offense.
Why not?
You got to stop criticizing every single thing. It's like, now he signed the contract. Now we got to criticize him for not being there, for something that's voluntary. Like, stop. If he's not there, then should he? Do I think he need to be there? Yes. Am I criticizing him for it? No. We don't know what he had planned before this. We don't know what he got going on.
The biggest thing you got going on is you just collected $82 million that the team paid you.
That doesn't matter. Come on, man. Like, he has to stop living because he just got $82 million?
No, he's got to start playing football. He's got to start doing his job.
It's the offseason.
Now, like,
it's not football. It's the offseason. It's just the beginning. He doesn't have to be there for everything.
You know what? In sports nowadays, there is no offseason. You know, you're basically training year-round.
How would you know he's not training?
Well, if he's fasting,
the problem is everybody wants to know every single thing he's doing, and don't nobody if he doesn't tell you what he's doing, there's a problem.
Well, if the Ravens don't know what he's doing, then that's a real problem, right?
How do you know the Ravens? Did they tell you they didn't know? They might know what he's doing. We don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just assuming.
Where do you think I was yesterday?
I know where you was at. That's why I just asked you. Did they tell you that?
Well, let me just, I guess that.
Yes, no question. I mean, did they tell you?
Can't say that.
Okay.
They want to incriminate yourself.
But look. I love the show, though, guys. But I just had to get in there because you kind of had me running hot, Benny.
Yeah. Let me just say, I'll be burning up if he's not there May 22nd. I'll be burning up if he's not there May 22nd.
Do you think there'll be a football school next week? Well, yes. I mean, open to the media again. Let's stress that.
Because
this thing again came out of nowhere on Tuesday.
I'll say this, Bob. I'll bet you if on Monday, if Lamar's not there, Bateman's not there, Andrews is not there, the running backs are not there, probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll have football school.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Mike Harmon's going to be joining us, Fox Sports Radio, talk about what's going on in the sporting world, including the NFL schedule release. He's out there with two teams, the Chargers and the Rams, two teams that appear to be going in opposite directions. We'll talk about that and more. And then it's a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2.
Check back. 4-5 times a day for the latest breaking sports news. 105.7 The Fan.
Video Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Total Request Thursday. Featured artist Friday reveal coming up in a matter of minutes. Stay tuned for that. If you want to do some ballot box stuffing, better get it done now. 410-583-1057. Plus, for tax line, Orioles off tonight. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Rays, including 2 in a row. Pirates come to town scuffling a little bit, but, still in first place in the NL Central. NFL schedule officially coming out at 8 o'clock tonight, but we're already getting tons of games being thrown our way. Got the NBA playoffs happening as well. Here to address as much as we can in our limited time from Fox Sports Radio. SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. Still waiting for furniture, which he's never getting. He is Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
Hope is a dangerous thing. Did we learn nothing from Shawshank? What's going on, guys?
There are some things you hope didn't happen in that movie, but we'll digress. Before we get to sports on the court, on the field, and on the schedule, long arm of the law stuff in the world of sports. First, Bob Huggins, West Virginia, made a slur twice. The host seemed to be yucking it up like it was the Friars Club roast, and his punishment was, we're going to take $1 million out of your salary. You're only going to get $3.25 million this year. You're going to have to go through sensitivity training. We're going to suspend you for 3 games. And then you had Jokic and Ishbia. They had their little dust up. He got fined $25,000. They appeared to be fine because prior to the last game, they were joking and yucking it up prior to it. So of the punishments, air quotes, Mike Harmon, which one was appropriate? Which one was not enough?
Well, the Jokic and Ishbia thing, it's a silly back and forth, whether it's the owner or a fan. I mean, I think as long as the NBA stays consistent with this stuff, which I say that and trying to keep a straight face, because me laughing for 5 minutes is really bad radio, you move on. Everybody lives to see another day. As for the Huggins, I mean, 3 games? Are you kidding me? This is what we talked about, Smith and I, on the show the other night. I'm like, yeah, $1 million, it's a lot of money. It's a guy that's got a history. You got the DWI in the past and, second chances and all. In this particular case, it's pragmatism when it comes down to it, right? I'm sure they went to a bunch of the boosters, a bunch of the bigwigs, and said, what does it mean? And you've been to the tournament twice in the last, 5 years? Not a lot of wins, only a couple of 20-win seasons, but still you're talking Hall of Fame coach, whatever. I think they looked around and said, We'll make it make the statement, sensitivity training, everything else. But this will be, asked, answered. He'll make a donation back to Xavier and everything will move on. It doesn't sit very well given the landscape of other punishments that have been meted out. But again, it's case by case basis, and I don't pretend to be the morality police and all this. I don't know what's in Bob Huggins' heart, but as you said, Friars Roast on air, time, place, down, distance, all those things in terms of knowing what you can and can't do in 2023.
All right, Michael, let's get to the NFL and the schedules being all leaked, and it'll come out in full effect later on tonight. But you're out there with the beautiful people out in L.A. You have the Rams, you have the Chargers going in opposite directions. One's ascending L.A., the other descending after, you know, 2 years from the Super Bowl, the Rams. What's the gap? They're different conferences. I get all that. But what's the fan interest will always be number one, Rams. But the gap in talent, how far is it between the Chargers now and the L.A. Rams?
Well, I mean, the Rams, when you look at it, you get a healthy Cooper Kupp back. That changes everything, right? Matthew Stafford, bacchiotomy. Still curious as to his health status. They did go and they brought in Stetson Bennett. So that's a curiosity, right? He's one of those, what is he at the next level? Another guy with notes, extra notes to his Wikipedia page. But, you know, a guy that helps teams to titles. And you say, well, it's a lot of talent that got drafted. Someone still needs to steer the ship. And with Sean McVay, I think there's a belief that as long as Cooper Kupp's healthy, that you're going to be able to work an offense to some level of success, and especially in that division. Who's running away and hiding? Are you believing Geno Smith in year two? Wait and see, right? Much tougher schedule. They did add more help to the receiving corps, but the Rams, I don't think anybody's expecting a huge sink unless Stafford is no good. Now, for the Chargers, excitement, but it's still such a small smattering of people that care on a grand scale, even if you love Justin Herbert. I think interest in the Chargers is far greater nationally than it is here locally when you start looking at the Dodgers, the Lakers, and everything else going on. USC football now, Bronny James at USC, and Rodman's kid coming to play there as well. I mean, get your popcorn ready.
Mm. Hey, Mike, you know, we've had a lot of discussions over the last 3 hours about Lamar not being at, you know, any of the quarterbacks or football school or OTA stuff. You know, a week ago he was doing his press conference, getting a check for $82 million, which he never thanked the owner. And, you know, new offense, new terminology, new everything, and Lamar said he would be here soon.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope there's, you know, for your all's sake, there's a legitimacy to being away, something that's keeping him apart, but I'm sure he's got the playbook. I'm sure they've had some nice Zoom calls and conversation. I don't think it all works in a vacuum, much like I didn't think Lamar Jackson was wandering, you know, along a shorefront with nobody calling his phone and he had no reception for several months. So he didn't talk to anybody anywhere, anytime, any place, still leaves me flabbergasted. I hate people and I still pick up the phone for you guys. So I don't believe when I've got $200 million in the offing that I'm not taking calls or potentially answering things. But it's a little concerning when you've got so many moving parts, a new OC, new receivers, et cetera. Not something that can't be overcome, but the optics are bad, right? We play the optics game in all of this. And that's the thing for Lamar. You got a lot of goodwill, people on your side. Yeah, you got your money. Maybe not your Deshaun Watson money, but now you're back in the fold, in the flock, as it were, and ready to go. Instead, you know, it's kind of for the fans, I got to imagine it's exasperating. Like, yeah, everybody else, I'm seeing footage of Rodgers all smiley and happy. I got all these other guys out on a field. We're getting the schedule released, and you're not here after getting this big deal. Yeah, for fans that watched that roller coaster and waited for news for months, I got to imagine it's a bit jarring. Again, it'll get solved, resolved, et cetera. But the optic on day one, pretty bad. Gives you guys plenty to talk about, and I'm sure you gave the phone number out a bunch and stepped back and kicked your feet.
Hey, Mike, what's the buzz with the Lakers, you know, Golden State? Can they finish it off? Is Davis got a concussion? What's I'm sure your phones are buzzing too, Lakers Warriors.
Oh, yeah. No, last night we were on air as that went down, and you're watching it, you know, doing the Zapruder frame by frame. It's like, all right, did he catch him with an elbow? Did he catch him flush, orbital socket? What do we got going on here? The fact that they didn't rule it a concussion, right away. I mean, they're going to err on the side of caution. Everybody had their best medical jargon out, so they never got to the word concussion in any of it. He's wobbly, he's woozy, and then say, well, you know, who getting hit in the head for a minute or two? I even threatened to slap my guy Smith in the face. I'm like, let's see how you respond for a minute or two. I thought it was kind of Bush League. A lot of folks clowning on him. And look, Anthony Davis has had a number of injuries, but when we talk head injuries in any sport, we shouldn't be joking with any of this stuff. I don't know reality of where he's at, but I would be absolutely shocked if he wasn't on a court tomorrow. I mean, the protocol is if he goes into concussion protocol legitimately, he can't play for at least a week.
Ooh.
Which is why they're being very cautious about this. It was in a CBA going back about a decade ago. Like, there's a lot of hoops you have to go through if you go literally into protocol. He would miss at least a week. And that's even if he's feeling fine, you know, asymptomatic, whatever. It's just the protocol. Got to go step here, step here, step here. So very cautious to get that term out there, because we've seen some huge stars miss time because of that in the past. But the buzz is huge. Right. A team that was left for dead after the first 12, 15 games of the year. They shuffle it up defensively. Yeah, you can point to the schedule and say, yeah, they played a lot of bum teams. You know, you can only beat who's on the schedule at a time. Defensive rotations have been good, and they've had a lot of tertiary guys step up in big spots. But AD, they need him. First half surges and second half defense. Offensively, he's been a no-show in the second half most of these games, but he alters shots, and Klay Thompson's still broken. Mm-hmm. So unless that gets fixed, it's still going to be a tough order for the Warriors to finish it. But since I picked them before all of this started to go, them to play the Heat, I can't go back away now.
He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is his podcast. Mike, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Come on, it's schedule day. And I've got the candlelight that lit for Lamar to shoot.
Well, he'll be here.
Guess what? Another Chiefs national game. Chiefs-Eagles, Monday night, November 20th. Like, well, what is that? Like, every week they're a national game.
Yep. No.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's it. The Lions on opening night. Are you kidding me?
Don't be hating Mike Harmon because your Bears are getting no love. He's Mike Harmon, Fox
Sports. I hate
you
and everything you stand for, Bob Haney.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Then Inside Access takes over at 2. Schedule coming out tonight. Cordell Wendland's got you covered. Shaking it up sports here on The Fan.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, we know the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be playing a lot on national TV. Prime time, we should say. At least 5 now, is that the deal?
Monday night, November 20th. Eagles will face the Chiefs. Rematch to... Yeah.
Still waiting to hear the Ravens' primetime schedule. Giants are getting a lot of love. Philly, KC, Jets. Oh, boy. Maybe we might only get three.
Yeah.
I don't know. With flex potential for later in the year. Now, earlier, we were caller brought up the fact that the Lamar Jackson has been fasting. He was on the Lounge podcast, which is, Baltimore Ravens production. Mm-hmm. And here's the exact quote from number eight.
When Joe Flacco signed his big contract extension, his first one, his first purchase was McDonald's drive-thru. I believe it was, right? Nah. No, that's not.
I'm fasting right now. I can't eat no
fasting right now?
Yeah, I'm fasting, yeah. Oh, spiritual fasting. And I'm like, okay. I'm only 4 days in.
How long is the fast for?
21 days. Woo! 17 days left.
Good luck to you, sir. I don't have that much willpower.
No, I do.
I respect it.
I feel like I do. You know, I've been doing pretty good without it. You know, just know what you're not supposed to eat. And, you know, you ask questions like, what is this? Like, what do you have? What's the ingredients in it? They tell you, just find something that's good, that's suitable for you. And that's what I've been doing.
All right. So fasting, I assumed, was not eating.
Right.
Or, I mean, I'm not an expert again on, I've done intermittent fasting, which is literally not eating. You could drink water, I believe.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to eat. So there's got to be, he basically said there's things diet in his diet that he's allowed to eat. I don't know.
Well, I mean, just think about it logically. You can't go 21 days without something.
Yeah. So there's certain things he can put in his body.
So it has to be an hourly. He did say spiritual in there. So it could be daytime hours, no eating.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, there you go. So could that be maybe one of the reasons he's not there this week? He's still fasting.
Well, you can throw the football and fast.
Come on. It's
Vinny and Haney, 105.
We almost got out of here.
The schedule release tonight. Cordell Woodland's going to have that for you at 8 o'clock. Shaking It Up Sports coming up at 6. No Orioles this evening. They are off. Pittsburgh comes to town. We'll preview that one tomorrow. And we're at Pickles again. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Jim Hunter, and Nolan, you'll be there tomorrow, right?
I will be there.
And it's
going to
be like in the 80s. So come on down. Let's have a little weekend
it'll be
fun.
There tomorrow
I'm guessing
too.
Some Pirates fans will make their way down here to Oriole Park and Camden Yards. But that's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up in a minute. But let's get to that fun house real quick.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry, one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Shout out to fans of fans on Twitter. Told me about the fasting cut there.
Cool. So, nice. Thank you.
Loyal listener. Thank you.
Yep.
As for the text here, this first one says, if Lamar ends up favoring Zay Flowers over, say, Rashad Bateman, do you think that Bateman will request a trade at some point? If so, what kind of value does he have?
What kind of value? Right now, he doesn't have a lot of value at all. Bateman, he doesn't play. He's got to go play and produce. You know, right. So I think that Lamar's going to have a lot of weapons. And I think that some games, some guys will have a bunch of catches, and maybe some games, others. But I think that Todd Monken will do a pretty good job spreading things around.
Pete from Pikesville says Lamar and Bateman not being at the castle this week is a bad look, especially for Lamar after getting the big contract. They should absolutely be there for nothing else to talk to Todd Monken, learn the new offense.
I can't agree with him. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I've been saying it for the last 4 hours.
Another one here says it's the Baltimore Ravens, not the Lamar Ravens or the Baltimore Lamars. He needs to be there to get his work in. No one person is bigger than the team.
Especially when you're the face of the team. And when you talk at your press conference and say it's all about winning and I'm about football and I want to win a Super Bowl, and it's about the fans. Well, you're not – your actions are not what your words were.
And we'll get one more in here, a different side of the coin. A texter says, Vinny, you're making it hard to listen, to be honest. We know Lamar just got a check. you've told us 30 times this week, says just because he's not present now doesn't mean he's not deep in his playbook. Vinny, when will you be as critical of, quote, Harbs as you are of others?
I did see Harbs on a field yesterday. I did not see Lamar on a field. So when Harbs doesn't show, I'll be definitely very critical of Harbs.
It's going to do it for us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're back tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. Oh, by the way, who we jamming to tomorrow, Nolan McGraw?
Yes, real quick here, big news. Giveaway tomorrow, special concert giveaway, tickets to see Aerosmith. So we'll be listening to Aerosmith all day tomorrow.
That sounds like a happy coincidence for sure. We're back tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Featured Artist Friday. Get you ready for the Orioles and Pirates. Talk more about the NFL schedule, which comes out tonight at 8 o'clock. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, everybody, class dismissed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.